Okay, number six, Christopher and Danielle Colello. Just ask you to state your name and address, and now I'll have the vice chairman swear you in.
Okay. Richard Bale, 4 Moody Hill Road, Holmes, New York.
Raise your hand, please. You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and fill us in on the application?
Okay. And so I'm the architect for Chris and Danielle Colello, and they're pursuing, they want to renovate their front house. It's a late 1700s historic house, and it's currently 1.5 stories. And they want to turn it into a true two-story structure. So this, you can see on the site plan, kind of plotted in, there's a 50-foot front yard setback, and half the house is already encroaching because of the, it's kind of predated in the zoning. There's a front overhang that we're proposing, but I'm not sure if that, you know, this would be considered something that needs variance. It's a kind of bracketed kind of overhang, so it doesn't have footings, but does hang out, you know, 3 feet, project out off the house by 3 feet or so. But the majority of the addition is where we're changing the footprint is the back of the house, the north side. You can see I highlighted that in pink, so it's kind of, it's, we wouldn't be asking, you know, that's inside the building envelope. So what we're really doing, we're kind of increasing things like the previous applicant, kind of increasing the volume of the non-conforming structures. So we're proposing to take the roof down, you know, to the first floor line, and then build up with a 8-foot, you know, plate height roof. So it would be a true two-story structure. I have pictures of this is the existing structure, so it's kind of a, see, it's just a 1.5 story.
And this is the front house, right?
Correct, yeah, this is the front, so it's...
And it's just to the left of the cemetery?
That's right, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Pass it twice today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what we do is take the roof off and leave this, you know, portion, that's kind of a really good, it's, you know, close to being, and, you know, don't really lose that, and then kind of extend up so we have a full height on the second floor. So this is the front elevation, so you can see the existing part is still going to be there, and then we're just kind of adding up on top of it.
Okay.
So it's kind of
a, does the variance you're seeking take into account that 3-foot cover over the front entrance? It's on the drawings you submitted,
yeah.
So I'm assuming it is.
Look at it's 22 feet for that. And I think that's what the verbiage, if I look at it back at the denial letter.
22 is proposed, yes.
Okay, yeah, so he is, yeah, my client did say, you know, add that to the variance.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's maybe the overhang, it's an open overhang that probably, even though it doesn't have posts coming down, it might still require variance, I guess, under those, and it might point of view.
Typically, yes.
Right.
And we do count those things. If it protrudes into that front setback, we're gonna count it.
Even if, yeah, it doesn't have this post come down.
But that addition is the only thing that's changing as far as the footprint's concerned.
So yeah,
not the footprint because it's not touching the ground. But
that's right. Yeah,
the footprint is expanding in the back.
The trip line.
In the back.
So that would be.
But that doesn't mean that you're just legalizing basically the front of it with this 3-foot addition.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess probably also the fact that the volume is getting bigger.
Right. No, you're expanding in terms of an existing pre-existing non-conforming. So
right.
Because that would be variance.
Yeah.
But nothing is getting closer except that 3-foot.
That's right. Yeah.
Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions on this application? Okay, take that as a no. No response. Board members, are you okay voting on this one?
Yeah, like Mr. Cassidy, I drive by it at least twice a day.
I've also seen it.
In addition to walking by it many number of times.
Steve and Scott, you guys are okay with voting on this tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
So does the footprint change?
Yes, because it's coming to that 3-foot awning. The awning over the front is the footprint.
That's the footprint change in the setback. There's also a footprint change in the back of the property, but that's not within the setback. Okay. So before we close the public hearing and vote, do you have any final comments or statements you'd like to make in support of the application?
No.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present the application? Okay, great, thank you. All right. I don't think this one really requires any deliberation. I entertain any motion anyone might care to make on this application. I'll tell you what, I will make a motion to grant the applicant a 28-foot variance from the south front setback. Do I have a second?
Second.
Rob, a second. I'll address the criteria. So, an undesirable change would produce in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties will be created by this variance. No, it won't be an undesirable change. It's just taking a very, very small house and making it a little bit bigger and actually more in conformance with the types of houses that you typically see in the neighborhood. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, no. As the applicant's architect mentioned, the house was built sometime in the 1700s before there were setbacks. So it's pre-existing, non-conforming. There's nothing the applicant can do to that house without getting a variance. Whether the request for variance is substantial, arguably yes, but it has to do with the placement of the house on the property long before there were zoning requirements. So I think it's mitigated by the pre-existing nature of the land of the property. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, we haven't heard any evidence of that. And whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, no, I don't think the difficulty is self-created. I think it was created by the fact that the property is a pre-existing non-conforming dwelling. I'll do a roll call vote, and Greg, I'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Paul? In favor.
Todd?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
I'm in favor as well.
Thank you.
I don't
Scott,
my job, vice chair.
Very seriously.